The bottom of Yudalad Amid Aleph, Abaye says, Ruvain Shemacha Sada L'Shimon Shloi Bachrayis. Ruvain sold the field to Shimon in the unusual way, Shloi Bachrayis, meaning that he didn't guarantee anything. If a Bachayiv will come and take away the field, then the Ruvain is not Chayiv. Yatsu Aleha Asikim. And asikim means irim. People came, they filed suit in court to be able to get the karka to themselves. Actually, if he was not marzik in the field yet, yachal arzabai. If she hirzikba, ain't yachal arzabai. So pashut it means that if he didn't make a kinyan beget, he can't be chayzer. If she hirzikba, ain't yachal arzabai. Once he was kaina, he can't be chayzer. The amalei chayzer, the kitri sabris savarta vikibalta. That you are makabel this field, you knew you're taking a shalei bachrayis. And finished. Me'em esai havi chazaka, for when is it that he's any yachal azabai? Vichi daish ha-mitzri. So Rashi says, daish ha-mitzri, misaken gvulei asado Magbehem, the Gvulei Asada, and the, I guess, Magbehem is probably the things that protect the Gvulei Asada. So it sounds like Taka from Rashi, that Rashi means the Kinyan Chazaka. That's what it sounds like from Rashi, which would be Pashup Shat in the Gemara. So Gemara is saying, L'chay is something that's pretty Pashut, that if you sell a field Shalai Bachrayis, so it's any Yachal Azabai. Once you did a chazaka, l'chayra, what's the chiddush according to this lashon? According to this pshat in the Gemara, what's the chiddush? Taisus says the kasha, what's pshita? Echi ma'iri. Igam loy nasan ma'is, pshita yachal azabai. Taisus kasha is, on the way we just learned the Gemara, that it's pshita. Anybody see a chiddush in this Gemara? If you didn't do a Kenyan, it could be Chayzer. If you did do a Kenyan, it can't be Chayzer. Chayzer is Pshita. Maybe, according to the way we learn in the Gemara, not like Taisus, the way Lepash Pshat in the Gemara is, maybe the Chiddush is Lafuke di Ikedi Amri. Right? The Ikedi Amri says that even Bachrayis, it's the same deal. Right? Next line, Ikedi Amri, Afil Bachrayis Nami. Even if you buy a field, Bachrayis, Amalei Achvi Tirch V'Cheshalimach. What does that mean? It means I buy a field, Bachrayis, and then a Bachayiv files suit to take it away from me. So I want to get my money back right away. So Ikedi Amri says, I can't get my money back right away. I could tell, the person could say, wait, let's see if he wins in court. If he wins in court and he takes it away from you, I'll give you your money. You may lose in court. That's Ikedi Amri. So the first Lashon disagrees, Pashtus. The first Lashon holds that Dafka Shalai Bachrayis. But Bachrayis, you could take it back. Does that make sense? Bachrayis, you sell me a field Bachrayis, and then your Malva wants to take it away from me. So you're saying, wait, I'm going to challenge him in court. So I could say, listen, you give me my money back, you fight with him in court. Does that make sense?
Chayis means when it's taken away, then you get it back.
So that's the question. What does a chayis mean? A chayis means
when it's taken away from you, so then you can go back to the money.
When it's taken away, I can go back. If I say I just don't want to schlep in court, I don't want to hire a lawyer, I don't want to have to go through the whole hassle. Huh? It's tough on me. So there's no chayis on hassle. That's what the second lashon holds. But the second lashon holds that if Bachrayis, until it gets taken away from me, I can't get my money back. I bought a property, and now I find out there's a whole problem with it. I have to wait.
More something where he didn't pay you.
What?
More something where he didn't pay you.
In the Ikedi Amri,
even
in a case.
And I'm calling about Bachrayis here now, so I have to pay the money, even though it was taken away.
I have to pay that money, even though it was taken away.
Afterwards. That's what I'm calling the price.
Well, if I did a Kenyan, if I did a Kenyan, so I have to pay the money, I can't say,
Noach Rias and Eniach Alasoi, meaning that I still have to pay the money.
See, you're making it better. So you're making that the second Lashon.
And Iket Amri is saying, is the Chiddush of Iket Amri, even if there is a Chiddush, I still have to pay, and then I'll have to take it to the Bezner and get the Chiddush.
So could it be that the first Lashon argued on that? Yeah. That's the Chiddush. So the first Lashon held that if I didn't pay yet, even though I did a Kenyan, what's the difference that I paid or I didn't pay? I understand, but we're saying the second Lashon is saying, if I paid, then zicha achvei tarfach v'shalmach. If I didn't pay, so second Lashon is even if you didn't pay, you have to pay. Right? The first Lashon would argue in that case. What's the hesber?
You make him take me a bezden also.
What?
I can make the
maker
take me
a half
the bezden.
How can I do that? I have to pay. What right do you have to not pay if you did a kinyan? You can't tell someone just take me the entire. If you owe somebody money, you have to pay. What do you mean take me the entire?
Because the Ikad Ami is saying that price, I'm going to get my kaka back anyway, so I'm getting money back anyway. So why is it the whole process? I'm not going to pay you in the first place. I'm not going to worry about getting it back to you.
The other person tying this, the yen he's coming to is a totally mezuyif tikashtar. Why should I lose? Because someone came to you with a mezuyif tikashtar, I have to lose my money. I'm entitled to get money. You did a kinyan in the car.
I have to go to bed and settle it. But meanwhile, I have to pay the money.
And I could tell you that I don't know if I have to pay you or not. Because since this is in Torah, I don't know if I have to pay you. Okay. So Rabbi Namachalik Satulashinus. So Tulashinus will argue, so that'll be good. Wait, if we'll learn not like Tyson, we'll learn Pashpashat in the Gemara. We say, what's the chiddush of the first Lashon? So we'll learn the first Lashon holds that if I didn't pay you yet, and they are Irim, I could tie that I don't want to pay you until it's clear that I'm going to end up getting the karka. I don't want to pay you until it's clear I end up getting the karka. The second Lashon holds, no, they're two separate things. You have to pay. And if the karka be taken away, then there'll be an achrayus. So it's a shayla. If I could cancel out my payment because there's Irim. What's the reason? Because I could say, I don't know if I'm chayiv. I don't know if I'm chayiv. The Irim will say, I'm not chayiv to pay you. All right? So that's the way we learn the Gemara, like Rashi. Like Pash Pshat in the Gemara. Now, as hopefully you all saw, Tosis disagrees. Tosis says, Daesh HaMitzri does not mean Kenyan. That we're talking, you did do a Kenyan, and you didn't pay. Even though you did a Kenyan, and you didn't pay yet, in such a case, that's the Gemara is talking, a Chiddush, that even if I did a Kenyan Gomer on the field, calls man, I don't pay for the field, I'm not Gomer Daitoy on the Achrayis part, I'm buying a Shalei Bachrayis. It's a big Chiddush, I'm taking a field Shalei Bachrayis. So until I give you the money, I'm still sort of hedging my bets, I want to be safe. Once I give you the money, then it's all over. That's how Tosis learned. The second half of the bottom Tosis in the Amud Aleph has a couple of klolistic ramifications. So I'd like to see the last four lines of Tosis on the Amud Aleph, Im Taimer. Right. There's a Chiddush in Tosis Kasha, there's a Chiddush in Tosis Teretz. So I have to try to spend some time on each. So let's take it one at a time. First Tosis Kasha. Im time. Kishehirzik ba, ameyeni yachalaza ba. Picture the case. You have to get the case klar. I bought a field from someone. I did a Kenyan Gomor. I didn't pay him yet. I did a Kenyan Gomor. So, eni yachalaza ba. I did a Kenyan with the Daesh HaMitzri, everything. I'm stuck with the field. That I buy a field from you. I bought it from you. I didn't give you cash yet, but I bought it. Now I owe you. Let's say I bought a field for $100,000. So now I have to pay you. So now they are on the field. I regret buying it. Tosfos says, have a good eitz. I just tell you, look, I owe you $100,000. The sale is a good sale. I'm not chayz on the sale. But now, to pay you the $100,000, I want to give you back that piece of karka that I bought from you. That way, we're all settled. We're all even again. That's Tosfos says in this kasha. See here what Tosfos holds in the kasha? If you go into a grocery or you go into a clothing store and they have a sale, all sales final. They're selling suits, they have a big sale, all sales final. You buy a suit, you buy it on credit. You take it home, you don't like it, you want to return it. So you say, listen, no return, our policy is that we don't take back. So you say, fine, the mecher is a final mecher. Now how much do I owe you? I owe you $200 for the suit. All right, I'm paying you with Shavu Kesef, here's the suit back. So Tosfos is saying in the kasha, I can do that. You know what Tosfos is saying? I can tell you, here's the suit back. I'll give it back.
How much is that suit worth today?
Oh, so Tosfos in the Torah says it still has to be worth the amount. Assuming it's still worth the amount. It's worth exactly the same amount.
Once you sell it, it wasn't worn.
If I wear it, if I take off the labels, it's different. I didn't take off the labels, it's still there. And that's what Tosfos seems to be saying. Tosfos seems to be saying that that's what a person... Tosfos doesn't change that in the Teretz. The Teretz, Tosfos says, the case here is the price changed. I bought a $100,000 field. Since the Arayah Rib, the price changed. But Tosfos in the Kasha holds that I can give back Shava Kesef. It's a Mechudish de Kashita, the Shita Tosfos Kasha. That you can pay someone Shavu Kesef. We zicha, by chayvus, we certainly don't hold that way. If I owe someone money, I can just pay him Shavu Kesef. Imagine, you go into the into a business. So let's say you're in the, pick whatever business you have, you're in the pocketbook business. You manufacture pocketbooks. They're good pocketbooks, but you can't sell all of them. So what you do is you go around, borrow money, and you pay the person back in pocketbooks. So now you end up selling all your pocketbooks, no? Huh? That's a good way to do business. It has to really be worth it. You have to call in somebody off the market, make sure that it's taka worth the amount of money. And but that's what seems to come out from this Tosfos, that that you could pay whatever it is with Shavu Kesef. Now we don't paskin that way. We don't pass like this Tosfos. We paskin, at least by a Baal Chayv, you must pay cash. If you borrow money, you can't give a guy a truck full of matchboxes. You borrow from him $1,000, you give him $1,000 worth of matches, you can't do that. Unless you don't have money. Then you can pay Shavu Kesef. But a person who has Kesef is mechuyev to pay Dafka Kesef. That's when a person borrows. When a person borrows Kesef, he's mechuyev to give back Dafka Kesef. The Shaila is, now Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovit Shiurim, this exact Tosfos, almost exact, appears in Bava Kama. Rabbi Chanan asks a kasha on Tosfos, that Tosfos is Saiser, Shitas Tosfos everywhere. Shitas Tosfos everywhere is that you have to pay cash. You can't just pay karka, you can't pay Shavu Kesef. Rabbeinu Tam Shita always is that if you owe someone money, Saya Baal Chayiv, which Baal Chayiv, it's pretty much across the board that we paskin, you have to pay cash. But even by Mekach Tos, if I buy something from you, it's a Mekach Tos, you have to give me cash back. Let's say you buy something in a grocery, you buy sour milk, you buy milk, it's sour, you give it back. And they tell you, listen, we don't give you cash, we just give you a store credit. So that's like you did. Because that's paying back with Shavu Kesef, at least Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that you have to give back Kesef. So Rabbi Chanan asks that this Tosfos, I mean, can't ask kasha from Tosfos to Tosfos, sometimes Tosfos and argue, but Rabbi Chanan asks is a kasha that Shitas Tosfos everywhere, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, is that you always have to give back cash for cash. Either a Baal Chayiv, if someone lends you money, you have to give him back cash. Unless he's maskim, of course. But otherwise, you always have to give him back cash. Or if you buy a field, the Mekatos, or buy anything Mekatos, buy milk Mekatos, whatever you buy Mekatos, when you come to give it back, you get back the thing that you gave.
That's
what?
Why is
Oh, so there are two cases. The case of Bachai, which, like I said, I think maybe all Rishonim, certainly right Rishonim hold, have to get cash. Rabbeinu Tam says even by Mekatos, which could be, it could be Mechal. Rabbeinu Tam sheet is that even by Mekatos, if a person buys something, you have to give back, you have to give back cash. It's a Mekatos, you have to give back cash. So if Taisa's Shita is that whenever you have cash, you have to give cash, so the Vimtaimet, this Taisa's cash is not so Nashvara cash. But Taisa seems to worry about it. Taisa says, Lafi Hamafarshim, that Philo is Lazuzimasik Lasaliklai. So Taisa is saying, Befeirish, that it's a Machlaikis. But Al Kaponim, it needs a Hezber, because the Svara Pashto says that you should have to give Kesef. I saw in the Berachos Avraham in Bava Kamma on Daf Tes Amud Aleph a beautiful hesber in our Taisa's Kasha. And it's not just a nice hesber, it's also a kolistic understanding of what it means you have to pay back the thing that you took. What's a svara? What's the svara that if I borrow money, I have to give back dafka money? What's the reason for that? I came over to you. I said, lend me $100. And you lend me $100. We didn't make up any tanai. You make up a tanai, it's pushed. What's the reason I can't pay you back with something else? What? They don't want your junk.
Yeah.
So, it's a nice way of putting it. So the person comes over to you, and he shows you it has a market value. But it's like an asadi that you don't want it. Okay, it's certainly one way to learn. It's an asadi. When a person lends money, he wants back money. Now, what's the hezber in that? The hezber is that you want money because, so what if you want money? I want to give you pocketbooks, and you want money.
Borrow money.
Is that the Hezber? Is that what you were saying? Were you saying the same thing? He's saying you borrow money, you get back money. So if I borrow apples, I give back apples. That's what you're telling me. Is that the Hezber? See, the difference between the way the two of you phrased it is the two ways he has to learn. I don't know if you're happy the difference. You're saying people want money, you know, cash is king. Everyone wants cash. If you have a choice, you want money. Well, money, you can do whatever you want. With pocketbooks, you can do whatever you want.
Well, really? Unless I borrow my companion back, you can borrow my back.
Well, that'll be enough gemina. You see, there are two ways to understand, and both of them have a shtickl svara to them. Why, if I borrow money, I have to pay back money? Why is it that way? That if I borrow $100 from you, and, you know, it's the day after Purim. So I'll pay you back. What's those things they call that you only eat Purim time? The wafer rolls. Those round things, like cigarettes, right? They have chocolate inside. Huh? What? Prison doors, okay. Oh, Hamantashen. It's the day after Purim. I'll pay you with Hamantashen. No? So why not? So you can understand two ways. You can understand that it's undana. A person wants money. Which it certainly is that way. Certainly a person has a choice. He wants money. Now, all you could learn that it's understood that paying back is undoing what was done originally. If I give you money, you give me money. It's an understood thing. If I give you money, you give me money. What would be if in America you lend me money and you came from France. All you have is francs. Not Frankfurt, it's francs are the coins in France, right? So you gave me 1,000 francs. Now I want to pay you back 1,000 francs. You say, no, I only want money. So it would depend on which way you understand the din that you have to give back cash. One way to understand is that it's an umdana, everyone wants cash. If it's an umdana, everyone wants cash. So in America, cash is dollars. You have to give dollars. If you learn the second way, that whatever I get, that's what I give back. The normal thing is, you gave me something, and I have to give it back to you. If we make arrangements, we don't say anything. So we just undo the thing that we did. These are the two ways to understand the fact that a person has to pay back. Now, what? It would depend. The first way, it's understood that I mean you're going to pay back in dollars. If you borrowed, you pay. No, the second way, you gave me francs, I give you francs. It's understood. Mm-hmm. You lend me francs, I want to give you back francs. You say, no, you want dollars, in America dollars.
Wait, so what did the first way, if I gave you francs, I could obligate you to give me back dollars?
Sure. You'll borrow money from me, and that's what I happen to have with me. Because that's what you owe me. That you're a Baal Chayiv, that's what you owe me.
But then if you're going to learn that, it's not like Mama, but it's not playing something. You should have to bring back the very same francs that you gave.
So you're saying the very same francs, but they're like the Milva Light Sun, didn't know. Milva Light Sun, didn't know.
But it's not, it's like a cake leaf, according to what you're saying.
So you're saying it's push it which way? Oh, you're saying a totally different thing. You're saying francs is cash.
Franks
are cash. Okay, so I'm not willing to get into an argument if foreign currency is cash in America or metal or shava kesef. It's a legitimate issue. I rather think it's shava kesef, and in halacha it's shava kesef. But it's a legitimate argument. So it's a side argument. So take away my example. I'll give you a different example. What happens if you go to a grocery? And Berachas Avraham says this nafkamina. You go to a grocery and you do shopping. And you tell them they write it down. They have a book. You're buying credit. So let's say you go to the grocery and you bought whatever it was. You bought 48 little bottles of wine, Erev Purim. And they put it there, whatever it costs. And they put it on credit. And you come back the day after, they say, hey, I'm paying you back. You give them back 48 bottles of wine. Huh? So can you do that? Huh? What? You're assuming you can't do it. So Pasha, you can't do it?
What did he lend them?
He sold them on credit.
But what is that? Is that that's money? Lend them on? He didn't lend them 48 bottles of wine. Lend them on? That's a loan of more than models. It's as if I went and gave you the $20 it cost for those bottles of wine. And I gave it to you and I paid myself with it. It's his money.
You see, a grocery store is a bad example. A grocery store is in business to make money, not to get back bottles of wine. Let's say you went to some of your neighbor. And they told your neighbor, can you lend me bottles of wine? They lent you bottles of wine. Now you come back, you give them back bottles of wine. Could they say we want cash?
No, they can't say that.
All of a sudden it changed. From the grocery, it was sure the other way, and this way, it's sure this way. If I spoke out the condition, I spoke out. We're talking now, nothing was spoken out. Sure, it's late, sir. What do I need the wine for? To show people they have wine? I want to drink it. I want to give it away.
Yeah, it's
certainly late, sir. There's no question. You gave me bottles of wine because I wanted to use up the bottles of wine. The question is, if I want to pay you back, we're saying now that if I borrow money from you, I'm a chuyif to pay you with cash. What's the din if I borrow metaltalim from you? So if you learn the first way that it's an umdana, everyone wants money. Everyone wants cash. That's the best thing. If you learn the first way that it's an umdana, everyone wants cash. So then, which I think it is true.
In this case, the guy wants wine. The guy has 48 bottles of wine for a reason. He needs the wine. He says, you know what? You can borrow the wine.
Didn't you just say just the opposite? When I asked you, can you give him back wine, you said no. And now you're saying exactly the opposite. And a storekeeper, you may be right. Cause this is sort of a different umdana.
A
person.
Is that
understood in when I borrow something from someone that I have to get back the same exact thing? I think so. I think the normal thing is pay back a dollar.
No.
No, neighbors generally give back. Anyway, he says what he suggests is that's totally in these two ways of learning. If you learn that there's an umdana, that people want money, then it should be money. If you learn that whatever I borrow, I give back, that's the umdana. I took cash, I give cash. I took eggs, I give eggs. I took wine, I give wine. If there's such an umdana, then you give wine. If the other person insists on getting the wine back, you have to give back the wine.
I give money back.
If you have wine, you have to give wine. If you don't have wine, you give money. When you don't have, you always could give. A person, by the way, it was no money. It was no kesef. It was allowed to give shava kesef. The only thing in the world he owns is matches. He can pay you with matches. That's the halacha. I mean, what are you going to do? He doesn't have money. You could tell him, I'm willing to wait. But otherwise, yeah, he can pay you with whatever he has. But the nafkamina between the two ways, the Brich Savram suggests, two nafkaminas. This first nafkamina, he says, is you buy b'hakafa, you buy with credit. If you buy on credit, or borrow on credit, you're actually buying on credit, the way he's saying. If I take something from you and I'm going to pay you back, can I pay you back with shava kesef? He says, totally these two ways of learning. If you learn that everybody, it's an umdana, everyone wants cash, so that goes busa cash. If you say it's an umdana, that whatever you get, you give. But you give me this, I give you that. So then you have to give back the same thing, stam. It's a stam the way it works. What he suggests, shat in our Tosfos, if our Tosfos goes with the Shita, that whatever you get, you have to give back. Not with the Shita, that so-called Cash is King Shita. If you go Cash is King, you always have to give back cash. Then our Tosfos is shvar. Then Rabbi Chanan's right. But if you go with the Shita, that the reason you have to give things back is what you got is what you have to give back, then Tosfos Kasha makes sense. That in a case where I bought something, I could give that thing back. The whole umdana of paying back cash is when I get cash, I give cash. If I get wine, I give wine. If I get eggs, I give eggs. If I bought karka, Taisa's kasha is, I should be allowed to give back the same karka. How can you give back the same karka? You have to give kesef. Taisa is not saying that you could always give karka. Tais is saying when it's the same karka that you got, it could be the same karka that you give back. The same exact piece of karka that I received, I can give it back. Because there's a way to understand the shita that you have to pay cash for a chayiv is because what you got, you give back. So same thing with karka. Whatever I got, I can give back. Ah, you're disappointed. You tried to sell the karka. It's tough on you. And whatever you sold me, till I pay you the cash, I can give you anything. So I can give you back the thing that I took. If you go with this mahaloch, then it answers Taisvis. Again, the kasha was all over Taisvis Shitas, you have to give cash. The Mekartos, you have to give cash, Taisvis holds. Because what's Mekartos? I went into the store, I gave them money. They gave me milk. The milk is ruined. They have to give me back what I gave them. I gave them cash for the milk, they have to give me cash back for the milk. By every Mekartos, I gave cash, I'm getting cash back. Agamar is the reverse. I got karka. I want to give back karka. So that, Tais is saying, you should be able to do that. Tais is kasha. Even if the mekach is now bottle, shlei bachrayis, I owe you money for the karka. I should be able to give back karka. The thing I got, I can give back. So that thing that I received, I can return to you. Now, Tais is in the Teretz answers that it went down in value. Maybe home and tashim also go down in value the day after Purim, no? Before Purim, you have a lot of customers for it. Day after Purim. And my father, Lo Shalom, once he sold one of these big chains that has this distribution place, either Pathmark or ShopRite, I forgot. So he sold them home and tashim before Purim. They said they're selling a lot of home and tashim. They ordered more. And they put it away to sell with the Pesach. They do the Passover aisle after Purim. So the guy was not Moritz. He didn't know. Amaretz is a guy. So they ordered, they see that Hamitashim goes well with the Jews. They ordered boxes and boxes of Hamitashim to put out with the Pesach products. No joke. My father wouldn't have found that. They would have had ShopRite or Pathmark, one or the other, with the Passover goods, they would have had Hamitashim. Amazing. You know? But the day after, it could be it's worth less. I don't know. It's not worth a little less. So Tosfos says if it's worth less, you can't pay back. So Mustam, you could in Tosfos Teretz. That comes out of Chiddush. And after Tosfos Teretz, he can give it back to Karka. And he'll just add the cash, that's the difference. He probably won't want to do it, because if he holds on to it, well, it depends if he thinks he'll win the Dintaira or lose the Dintaira. You know what I mean? Depends. But Nachinami, Tosfos Teretz, a Chiddush, that he can give it back to Karka, and he'll add the difference in the money. Okay, so that's the first nidain in this Taisis. They're both grad Rabbi Chanan, interesting. And this Taisis has two shtiklach. One is this first thing, which goes in Taisis Kasha. Again, we come away from the way at least the Brichas Avraham explains Taisis. I don't know La Halacha. Actually, I do know. I'll tell you in a minute La Halacha. But the Brichas Avraham comes away from this Taisis that even though Ladina, you always have to give cash, there's one exception. If you bought something, even if it's a final sale, it could be if it's final sale, it's a Tanai Beferish, so you can't return it. But if you get a piece of karka or anything, and you owe money, you could give back that thing. The person can't say, I don't want it. Because what you get, you could give. That's his chiddush. I tried just to look in Shulchan Aruch, if we pass in this way. So I saw the Lashon of the Sma, in Simen Kuf Aleph, where the halacha is brought. The Lashon of the Sma, I don't know if you could bring a Raya, but this is his Lashon. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if you borrow money, you have to pay back money. The Sma's Lashon is, Mishalim Zuzei, Deharei Gam Hamalva Hilva Loi Mois. Because the person gave him money, so that's why you give back money. So it seems to be saying that, like the Berachas Avraham Svara, that what you get, stoma, what you get, that's what you have to give back. Someone lends you money, you give him back money. A guy lends you $1,000, you pay him back in pennies. Pay him back in pennies. Give him 1,000,000 pennies, what's he going to do with 1,000,000 pennies? I don't know, what? It's money. Is there any reason you can't pay someone back pennies? You borrow $1,000, you get 100,000 pennies. Is there any reason that?
The same value.
The value, it's hard to say it's not the same value.
The
tircha. You could charge for the terechos. It's also terechos.
Is people willing to spend money to take those pennies and convert them into dollars? They're willing to spend money for that. The bank can just sell it for other monies for less.
You know, a lot of pocketbooks are the pennies. Yeah, it's better than pocketbooks. The question is better than dollars? Pennies the same? You want to lend somebody $1,000? I have at home a whole big bucket. One of my kids, when he was little, collected pennies. I have this big thing full of pennies, and you know, it's just sitting there. Should have given it to someone on Purim. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'll pay him. His stomach could pay in pennies, but pennies is cash. By law in America, a person can't, an institution has to accept pennies. By law, you can't deny what?
They can make you wait while they count.
But they can make you wait while they count it, yeah. I don't know about pennies, but I'm telling you, la halacha, it seems that from the Sma's Lashon, it seems that it's a correct thing. It's a correct thing. Grada, I had another raya. There's nesivis. There's a shaila. This din that a bachayif has to pay back what it has to pay back cash. Is it a din taira? Is it a din derabanan? Is it a bachayif says nesivis? If this din is a din taira, a din derabanan. It's la halacha. It's certainly this way. If someone lends you money, you have to pay him back cash. If you have cash, you have to pay back cash. When you find in Shas, he could pay Shavuot cash. That's only if he doesn't have cash. The Tzais says it's a derabanan. It's not a min haTorah. You owe somebody money, you can pay him anything. It's a din derabanan. He doesn't write him a car. He just writes a dim edivrayim. There in Simon Kuf Aleph, Tzais Ukadneh. The Nesivis says a din Torah. He brings a raya, which is also mashma the way we're saying. He brings a raya. Those of you who learned this in Eshech know there's a din of saw b'saw. which means that min ha-Torah, if I borrow from you a sov peiris, I borrow from you a bushel of wheat, min ha-Torah, I can pay you back a bushel of wheat. Midrabanan, this is a ribbis problem. What's the ribbis problem? If I borrow 100 pounds of flour, paying you back 100 pounds, the difference is that the price could fluctuate. The price could change. So if I borrow 100 pounds of flour and it's worth $100 and I give it to you back, I can, if it's still worth $100 is one thing, but otherwise I can't. But min ha-Torah, there's a din of sah b'sah, min ha-Torah, I could pay back. So he brings a raya from there that min ha-Torah, you pay back what you borrow. Stama. You pay back what you borrow. Now it's not so much a raya. Because it could be sah b'sah only if they made up, if they have an agreement that way. Anyway, the Sivis, from the Lashon and the Sivis, it sounds very much like the Schiddush of the Birkas Avraham. Could be he brings it there also. That that what you get is what you're allowed to get back. It's a Schiddush. What you get is what you're allowed to get back. So the stum in a store is an umdud and not that way. If you borrow 48 bottles of wine, I don't know if you can get back 48 bottles of wine. But stamazai, it is that way. Stamazai, if you borrow from someone, you can give back the thing. As long as you bought on credit, you can give back the thing that you took, which is this Tysus, which is Tysus Chiddush. You mean he sold it to me without a chrayis?
Now, I can tell him this, I'm giving it back.
All right, so it'll be the Shalei Bechrayis price. But just like he got it with the Shalei Bechrayis price, he'll give it back with the Shalei Bechrayis price.
Why would I agree? I can tell you, listen, I'm not taking the Shalei. It's not Shalei Bechrayis.
I mean, you can't force me to take the Shalei Bechrayis.
Right.
It's a kasha on Taisis. You're right. You see, Taisis kasha is mashma. You can force him to take it back Shalei Bechrayis, which taka dava pelag. You force someone to take something Shalei Bechrayis. But again, like this Birkas Avraham, it'll be good. Because you gave it to him, he can give it back to you. That's this din. You can never force someone to take something, except if it's the same thing you bought. Comes out from this Tosfos. Tell me, doesn't it come out from this Tosfos? If you buy something in the store and it says final sale, all sales are final, and you want to give it back, it comes out from Tosfos. Even if they say all sales are final, which is Shalei Bechrayis, you bought it on credit, you can still give it back. They say no returns, you say I'm not returning it. I'm paying for it by giving it back.
You just have to make sure that
it comes out from taxes. As long as it's worth the same amount of money.
A lot of times things go down in value. If something expires very quickly,
things could go, there's no question, things can go down in value. But I'm asking on things that don't. A lot of times they have sales on, and they have things that are on sale, and not the rabbit, if anything goes up in value.
And
they want all sales are final, huh?
Also on the same clothing.
Yeah, if it goes down in value, it goes down in value. But it comes out from Taisis, this Chiddush. No? If you go to the Buzz, you have a sale and you bought something, you want to return it, and every sale, all the electronic stores, they have all sales are final. They want people to buy things. All sales are final. If Taisis says, even if they say Beferish, all sales are final, you can still give it back. You tell them, I'm not undoing the sale. The sale was final. I'm just selling it back to you. Since it's what you got, it's what you give back. That's what comes out of Taisis Kasha. Well, B'chanan is right. Taisis Kasha is a Pella. You can just give back the thing that you bought. But Taisis is so beferish. They can make it Tanai that the sale is final, but I'm not changing that. All sales are final. But I want to pay with this.
What do they mean? All sales are final, obviously.
The Agamar Shalei Bechrayis is also all sales are final. You said Shalei Bechrayis. Now, if you paid already, you paid already. It's only if it's on credit. I mean, it doesn't happen that you buy on credit. Because they don't sell on credit. Yeah, that's true. They don't sell on credit. It's never going to happen. Credit card is really a payment. I mean, it's on credit for 2 minutes until they get the money. But once they got the money, it's paid already. I owe the money to credit card company. If I can chop them in between the time that they put the credit card through and they got the money, they talk to be so. If you buy it on a Sunday, they don't get their money only in banking hours. It's usually wired, the money. So, it could be a chintan. All right, the second half of Taisis is also a Chiddush, but you're going to have to understand how it's a Diyuk from Taisis. What I'm going to do, so it shouldn't get complicated, is start with the case, and then I'll show you how it's a Mashmois from Taisis. This Indian is a Machlaikis in the Paiskim. Rabbi Chanan also brings it. Here's the shaila. Now listen carefully to the case, because this is what everything depends on. I buy a field be'achrayis. I pay $100,000 for the field. So I bought the field be'achrayis. What does achrayis mean? It means that if your malva comes and he takes it away, you're gonna have to reimburse me. So I buy a field for $100,000. Meantime, I'm sitting on the field for 6 months. The real estate market goes flat. It goes down. It was worth 100, now it's worth 80,000. All right, but I have the field. When it's worth 80,000, your Baal Chayiv comes 6 months later. He takes it away from me. And he says, look, the Meicher owed me money. It's Meshuvit. And he goes to Bez and he gets it from me. So how much does he get it for? He gets it for 80,000. That's what it's worth. So 80,000 al chayv, he gets it. I go back now to the Meicher. I tell the Meicher, pay me how much? How much do I get from the Meicher? How much do I get from him? You got what happened? I bought the field for 100,000. I held it for 6 months and went down to 80. The Baal Chayv came and he took it when it was worth 80. Now, I go back to the Meicher. How much should I get from him for it? 80 or 100? What am I entitled to? The 80,000 was worth when the person took it away from me, or the 100,000 I paid for it?
I went down and I owned it. It's my loss. Why should it be anybody else's loss?
Of course, only 80. Anybody disagree with that? Huh?
Yeah, the Christ from the time you bought it.
The achrayis is the time I bought it, which means it's 100,000. Sort of insured the sale. So if I insured the sale, it should be 100,000. So what do you say?
My loss, you didn't insure the sale. If the value went down, I couldn't collect off of you. And also, you're only getting, well, 80,000, 80% of the only that amount of the halakha. If you owed him $1 million, you only got 80,000 off. You didn't get the whole 100,000.
And let me tell you, you have to chap. Rabbi Chanan has a diuk from Taiz, a very sharp diuk. And Grada, in the Kevet Shurim, there's a star on the bottom. It says to look in the Ketzais. The Ketzais already made this diuk. It's a Ketzais in Kuftez Zayin, I believe. Sivkot and Beis. Listen to the diuk from Taiz. V'yeshloimen. Now we're going on our case. We sold it. Shaloi Bachrayis is giving it back. Says, could he give it back? Could he pay with it? You bought this karka for 100,000. It's not worth 100,000. So how much is it worth now? 80,000, 50,000, whatever. So he's saying you can only give it back for the lower price. That's what he's saying in the Teretz. You only give it back for the lower price. Our Gemara is saying that this is the din if it was Shalei Bachrayis. Which means, if it was be'achrayis, it would be different. So to Bachanan, 1 minute, Tosis is saying that since it was shalai be'achrayis, all you could give the field for, you give it back, all you can get is today's price. All you can get is today's price. That's it. It's mashma, if it would be be'achrayis, you would get the original price. Because Tosis is explaining a sugi in the Gemara that's telling you what happened shalai be'achrayis. Shalai Bachrayis, you get the lower price. It's mashma that if it would be Bachrayis, you would get the higher price. Otherwise, Shalai Bachrayis and Bachrayis is the same. So, to Bachana, from this Taisis, it's mashma that if it would be Bachrayis, you get the original price. In Shulchan Aruch, what does it say? You get the higher price or the lower price. Mechaber says that the Loikeach in Simukuf Tezayin, that it's Hakol Tevas Loikeach. Since Loikeach is the guy who's in bad shape, we do everything for him. If the price went down, he gets the original amount of money. If the price went up, he gets the higher amount of money. You know, we do everything with Tevas Loikeach. So Shteit Shulchanah. On that, the Shach says, like Like David was saying, that in Svara, Chigol, according to the time, is taken away. He says, I don't understand that. In Svara, it should go according to the time it's taken away. At the time it was taken away, what was taken away from you? 80,000 was taken, you should be 80,000. So it's a machlekes mechaber in the shach. Mechaber holds that you go according to the, that you do the sale price, the $100,000, the tevas alekeach. And the shach holds differently, that you go according to the shas hamecher. And the shach is matmiya on the svar of the sinyan. So there's a brisker rav in the Grizal Rambam. Very nice piece. He takes a shvera Rambam, says a hesber in it. And by saying a hesber in it, he also regained that we understand how to answer the shach, that this gemara, that why should you get the 80,000? He says a beautiful nakuda that explains the whole thing. But to get to it, you have to know the story first that the Rambam brings. The Rambam, Hilchus Mechira, the Griz is in Hilchus Shcheinim. There's, I think, only one brisker Rav in Hilchus Shcheinim. But it's Gebayt on an explanation of a different Rambam. Actually, two Rambam. One of the Rambams is in Hilchus Shcheinim. Okay, the Rambam has a case as follows. Here's a Maya again. Maya that the Rambam brings. Ruvain, I have to get the name straight. Ruvain sold a field to Shimon for whatever price. Ruvain sold it to Shimon. Finished. Levi came along. Levi is a neighbor of Ruvain's. A bar mitzvah. Now you all should know that the halacha is Vasisa Yashav HaTov. If you sell something, you have to give your neighbor the first rights to do it for the same price. You don't have to give him a penny off. But for the same price, you have to give your neighbor the right. Ad kedei kach, if you sold to someone who's not a neighbor, the bar mitzvah has a right to come and take it away from him. He could come and take it away. And that's what happened. Reuven sold it to Shimon. Shimon gave Reuven money. Levi came along, told Shimon, Hayatachin, I'm a neighbor. So Shimon gave it now to Levi. Levi reimbursed Shimon his money. He gave it to Shimon. Then Yehuda came. Yehuda says, Reuven owed me money. This kark is meshubit to me. Well, Levi wasn't, he got into a bad mess here. So Yehuda comes to Levi, he says, give me the field. I get the field. And he gives him a choice. He can pay up my chayv, but you have to give me the field. So Yehuda grabbed the field from Levi. The malva of Reuven came and he took the field away from Levi. Now everything was done backwards. So Levi is now out the money. He's in bad shape. He paid for the field and now the field got taken away. Now he's going to go to Din Torah to recoup his money. Who does Levi take to Din Torah? Reuven or Shimon? That's the question.
Who's the neighbor? He was the neighbor first?
Levi was the neighbor.
The neighbor before he got the money.
Shimon got his money back.
What?
Was he a neighbor before he got the money?
He's a neighbor forever. He's been a neighbor forever and ever. He's not ready. If he wants, he could give the malva cash and keep the field. But right now, he doesn't want to do that. He wants to. Just saying he would have a bar mitzvah taina of cash. He doesn't want to give cash a second time. He lost the field. Shimon. Who does Levi go to? Not who does Shimon go to. Who does Levi go to?
How did he go to Shimon anyways?
He gave Shimon money. He tells Shimon, give me back my money.
Shimon's out of the picture. He bought a field, got his money back, and he's gone.
Yeah, but when he gave it to Levi...
That was like, it's like Levi gave Reuven the money. He reimbursed Shimon the money that Reuven gave.
The Ramban says what you're saying.
It go.
What?
The man of Shechem can go to Reuven because even if he's supposed to go to Shimon, Reuven
goes
money to Shimon.
So question is, could he go to Shimon? Okay, could he go to Shimon? The Rambam says he goes to Shimon. Rambam says Levi's chayzer on Shimon. And the Ramban in Mukhi Yosef Amat Mia, they say the words you said, that Shimon is no more, they use the expression, Shimon is like a shliach of Levi when he bought it. Shimon bought it, a little deep. No, he was buying it in place of Levi. I can go to Shimon? What Shimon? Shimon was just... the Brisker Rav said two kashas. One kasha, Shimon's no more than like a shliach of Levi when he bought it from Reuven. And secondly, he says, is it Mistaber? Shimon did Asisa Yashav HaTayv. He did it, this is the Ramban's lashon. Shimon did Asisa Yashav HaTayv, so now you should lose? That's such a strong kasha. You find plenty of times people do Asisa Yashav HaTayv and they have to lose also. It happens a lot. But anyway, they asked this kasha to B'chlal, the Rambam, Hadnish Ken Beret. Why do you go to Shimon? Why do you want a Shimon? He has a husband. Why is Shimon coming to play? Why go to Shimon? I think everybody in Sfara would say, you go back to Reuven. Reuven's the Leiva. No? Everybody would say, why do you go to Shimon? So the Brisker Rav basically adds one idea to the whole concept of Achrayus. I'm not saying it's not a Chiddush, it's a big Chiddush. But if you accept a Chiddush, it answers this Ramban. Plus the Brisker Rav brings two more Rambams that it answers. And plus it'll answer, we'll get back to our Taisis. He adds one Nakuda. The Brisker Rav says, when you sell something by Achrayus, a simple case, you sell me a field, and your Baal Chayv comes and takes it. He says, the lumdis of what happens is that it's a bitl mekach. The original mekach is bottle. What is Achrayus? I'm buying a field from you with the understanding that I'm going to be able to keep it. That your malva is not going to be tayrfit for me. The Rambam Shita is, and it's a mashmois of a lashon Rambam Hilchos Mechira, that when you sell me something by achrayus and someone comes and takes it away from me, it's mevatel the original deal. The original deal is bottled. It's like a mekach tos on the whole deal. So it's a bittel of the original deal. What happens because it's a bittel of the original deal? What happens is, everything that took place was a toss. When Reuven sold it to Shimon, it was a toss. When Levi took it from Shimon, it was a toss. When Shimon was a shliach for Levi, it was bitos. Everything is bottle. If everything is bottle, that means Shimon doesn't have a taina. I was just your shliach when I did it. You were taka my shliach, but it was an error. It was a mistake. Everything was done bitos. So everything gets undone exactly the way it was done. The way it was done, it gets undone. What?
It was never Shimon. So why are you coming after Shimon? I never owned it.
So Shimon never owned it, and yet he took money from me for it.
But he didn't.
So he's got to give me the money back. He did. I gave Shimon the cash. Levi handed Shimon the money.
I gave Shimon the cash. That was giving it back for the bittle that
Reuven
had.
But Shimon had no right to take it from me. He thought he had a right to take it. I thought he had a right to take it. He's not a Rasha. He's a Yashav HaTov man. But it was a mistake. I gave him money for something that doesn't exist. Let me ask you, let's say Reuven would sell Shimon the Brooklyn Bridge. And Shimon would sell it to Levi. So now, Levi goes to the bridge, he finds out it's not his. So he tells Shimon, you sold me the wrong thing. Shimon says, what's it do? You go to Reuven. I bought it from Reuven. Does that make sense? Could Shimon say, I want to go to Reuven? If Reuven sells something he doesn't own to Shimon, and Shimon sold the same exact thing to Levi, so Levi, Shimon can tell Levi, go to Reuven? What, go to Reuven? You sold me something you don't own. You give me back my money.
It wasn't it,
the whole vart of the Brisker Rav is that when it's Bachrayis, the whole everything, all the Mechiris Abatim, all the old Mechiris Abatim. And you make it with your eyes, you don't like the Brisker Rav. I mean, you like the Brisker Rav, you don't like the vart. But if it wouldn't be late, I'll show you the Lashon. The Lashon of the Rambam is very much mashma that way. That it's a bittel of the whole original Mekach. If the original Mekach is bottle, when Raviach a lot, that Levi goes to Shimon makes sense, because everything that was done bitos. So he goes to the person he gave the cash to. And in our Gemara too, if you sell me a field for $100,000, and it goes down to 80, and later the Baal Chayv takes it for 80, why do I get 100 back? According to those who all they get 100 back. If it went down to 80, why is it Mechaba all they get 100 back? Doesn't make sense. The Teretz is because the whole original Mechira is bottle. It's not the 80. It's the whole original 100. The whole original 100 I'm entitled. Right, this is the Brisker Rav's disciple. In there, in the next piece of Gemara, I'll try to come back to it. We'll see it in the Sashem.